Hello, and welcome to our Whitley Academy podcast about Coventry's local heroes. In this podcast, we will be talking about Sian Healy and Sir Frank Whittle.
Sian Healy suffered relentless cyberbullying when she was younger,
and is now a fearless campaigner against trolling.
In April 2017, she won the title of Miss Coventry in Warwickshire, where she raised more than £1,000 for charity called Mind.
She also won the title of Young Achiever for her fearless campaigning at the Coventry and Warwickshire Pride Awards.
Sian Healy, in March, organised a catwalk event in the Village Hotel where she shared her story of being bullied for the first time.
Also, she took the title of Green Goddess at the Coventry and Warwickshire Heat of Miss England after winning with an eco-friendly dress made from wood shavings.
She inspires people every day to take a stand against bullying.
This is why she is one of our Coventry heroes.
Our second Coventry hero is Sir Frank Whittle, who changed the world with his technological advancement.
Sir Frank Whittle invented the jet engine. It was one of the biggest advancements at the time and still affects us today with the planes we use to get to different countries.
Without this, we may not have found the jet engine and only have boats or trains to migrate.
Sir Frank Whittle was born on the 1st of June in 1907, but unfortunately left on the 9th of August in 1996.
Sir Frank Whittle was a Royal Air Force Engineer Air Officer and had two children, Ian Whittle and David Whittle.
Sir Frank Whittle was the son of a mechanical engineer. He joined the Royal Air Force as an aircraft apprentice at Cranwell in 1923, where he underwent 3 years of training as an aircraft mechanic. Then he entered the RAF.
Although he was just 21 years old, by the time he graduated in 1928, Whittle was already focusing on ways to produce higher speeds and greater altitude for the propeller-driven aircraft of the time.
The title of his final thesis, according to the magazine Aviation Week and Space Technology, was Future Developments in Aircraft Design. Its theme was a discussion of rocket propulsion and gas turbine-driven propellers, and ways in which they could be used as alternatives to the conventional piston engines then available.
This was frustrating, but he did not allow this disappointment to interfere with his service career. He attended the officer's engineering course at Henlow from 1932 to 1933, and Cambridge University from 1934 to 1937, where he completed his engineering training while continuing to seek interested investors for his engines.
By now, the Royal Air Force was beginning to take Whittle's work seriously enough to transfer him to a special duty list, enabling him to continue working on his engine. An experimental version ran in the British Thompson Hudson Works in Rugby in April 1937, and by mid-1938, the feasibility of jet propulsion had been established.
After the outbreak of World War II, development of the engine became dependent on Air Ministry finance. However, progress remained slow because of an ambiguous attitude by civil servants toward the unconventional organisation of Powerjets Limited.
By April 1941, the Gloucester Aircraft Company had completed an experimental airframe, and this was fitted with an early Whittle engine for taxiing trials. After an airworthy engine had been fitted, the Gloucester Whittle made its first test flight on May 15, 1941.
Sir Frank Whittle was very generous and shared his idea with several other companies. However, he did not realise that he had a German rival.
Hans van Aheyn had not only produced a turbojet, but had also flown it in a Heinkel plane as early as 1939. But though his engine was the first to fly, van Aheyn did not have the last word. In 1976, after several months' mental breakdowns, Sir Frank emigrated to the US permanently to marry a retired US Navy nurse named Hazel Hall and to take an appointment as a visiting research professor of aerospace engineering in the Division of Engineering and Weapons at the US Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland.
He was deep into new research in 1978 when the Federal Aviation Administration decided to honor him by giving him the Extraordinary Service Award, the highest accolade the office can bestow. It was a shining monument in an otherwise quiet appointment, which ended in September 1979.
Whittle was now an elderly man, but he had no intention of fading quietly from the view. In 1987, Smithsonian Institution Press publishes autobiography Whittle, The True Story, which in collaboration with John Golly gave his personal account of the jet engine development and how it transformed aeronautical design.
Whittle then lived out of the limelight until October 1993, when an article on his achievements appeared in Aviation Week and Space Technology. The article's many inaccuracies infuriated him.
Within a month of the magazine's appearance, he presented the editor with a list of 11 corrections, worded with enough military curtness to stress that the 86-year-old author had lost neither his formidable intellect nor his prodigious memory. Although Whittle lived until January 1996, his letter was his last appearance in print.
Thank you for listening to our podcast on our Coventry heroes, and we hope you found it interesting.